Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here, my friend. We always like to get your cruise reviews here on the show. If you have one you'd like to share, shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net. Ben Souza from cruisefever.net just returned back from a two-night sailing aboard Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas. The ship just made its way back from Europe and is now back in Port Everglades Year-round. So Ben's on the line right now. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Doug. How are you doing?
Good, man. So we're going to talk all about Allure of the Seas and everything you did on your two-night cruise. But before we get to the ship itself, let's take a step back and what made you want to sail Allure of the Seas?
Well, if you've ever seen an Oasis-class ship, as soon as you see it, you just want to cruise on it. Mm-hmm. If you're a cruiser, I mean, it's the world's largest ship. It's got so much to offer. I've always wanted to go on it. And then I finally found this little two-night sailing over the weekend. It worked into my schedule, so I jumped on it.
I'm just curious, because I know these cruises are at a premium if you're doing a seven-night. Was it a good deal for your two-night, or was it kind of pricey still?
Actually, it wasn't too bad for a two-nighter compared to other two-nighters, so I can't complain.
Yeah, very nice. So you're up there in, Ohio, is it, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Yeah, you had to get down to Fort Lauderdale for the cruise, so any pre-cruise nights or anything like that you do?
No, I actually flew in morning of.
Okay.
Because my schedule, I always like to fly in day before, kick back, you know, at a hotel and relax, but my schedule didn't allow it this time. So I flew in the morning of, landed in Fort Lauderdale Airport around 10:30 in the morning, so it worked out well.
Nice. So you get to Port Everglades Cruise Terminal. Royal Caribbean uses Terminal 18 there for Oasis and Allure, which is supposed to be one of the fastest embarkation terminals in the world. So how was embarkation for you at Terminal 18?
It was an absolute breeze. And because the ship just came back over from the transatlantic, embarkation wasn't even supposed to start until 3:00.
Oh, wow.
But we got to the airport. I met my brother and I said, what do you want to do? He said, let's go to the port and see what's going on. I said, okay. So we headed over about 11:30 and walked right in. I mean, waited in line maybe 3-4 minutes, checked in, sat down, was on the ship by 12:00.
Wow. And so from curb to ship, how long was it total, you think?
Probably about 45 minutes, but only because we had to wait for the ship to get to zero count and for them to start boarding.
If you sail out of Bayonne on Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas, you can do a lot of stuff before you sail, like upload your picture and all that. Can you do that there as well?
I didn't see anything for that, though they might have had it, but
yeah,
I didn't see anything there.
Okay, very nice. So you mentioned you've never been on this cruise before, but you've always wanted to sail on it. So what were your first impressions once you boarded Allure of the Seas?
Oh, well, it's absolute wow. You know, Royal Caribbean, they pride themselves on the wow factor. And until you actually step foot on an Oasis-class ship, you really don't understand what it's all about.
Yeah.
And we were just absolutely blown away. I mean, the ship's it's awesome. It really is.
What was the first thing that stuck out to you?
How large the Royal Promenade was. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Quantum, it's large, but then all of a sudden you walk on Allure and it's just huge. It's like pretty much like a city.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much like seven neighborhoods and all that. Moving on here to the stateroom. So what kind of stateroom did you have and what did you think of it?
We had a balcony stateroom overlooking Central Park.
Okay.
And it was nice. So part of it's kind of weird because you're on your balcony and you're facing people in balconies. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you have to make sure your curtains are closed, where on most ships you could leave, you know, if you have a balcony, you could leave your curtains open.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But it was really nice sitting out there and relaxing over Central Park with the live trees and the bushes and everything.
What did you think about the stateroom itself as far as the space and the layout and everything like that?
Everything worked. The room was a little smaller. I did take a peek at one of the Ocean View balcony rooms, and they were larger. But on a two-night cruise, how long are you really in your room anyway?
Sure.
So, but it worked well. The bathroom, I thought, was great. I loved the glass door showers. You know, I hate those clingy shower curtains that are on so many ships. But, yeah, I mean, everything was, it was really nice.
Is the Central Park area quiet as far as, like, noise whenever you're trying to sleep or if you're trying to read or whatever in your room?
Yeah, it is. Once you close, because sometimes they have music playing that's a little loud.
Yeah.
But if you shut your balcony door, you hardly even hear it. So It's nice.
Cool. Let's talk about dining aboard Allure of the Seas. This ship has like 24 restaurants on it, and you only had 2 days on the ship, but I'm sure you got to try as many as you can. So just give us the scoop on the dining.
I mean, everywhere you look, there's places to eat. It's really incredible. And since we only had 2 nights and we didn't have a lot of time, we decided to kind of go like a little casual approach. Mm-hmm. And so the first night we didn't sure with late embarkation if we weren't going to get on the ship till 4 or 5 o'clock. We decided ahead of time that we'd just do Windjammer that night, and then the next night we'll go to the main dining room. Well, the second night they ended up having formal night, which totally threw us off guard on a 2-night cruise.
Right.
But it's fine. So we ended up going to Johnny Rockets that night.
Okay. I've never been to Johnny Rockets on Allure or any Royal Caribbean ship, or actually I've never been to a Johnny Rockets on land either. How is that?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think it's $6.95, whatever you like off the menu, as many things as you like. But yeah, it was good. It's the kind of nice if you want like a casual sit down, burger right there on the boardwalk.
You mentioned it was $6.95. Is that like if you wanted to get 3 hamburgers and 2 milkshakes and fries, you can get all that for $6.95?
Yeah, it's a $6.95 flat fee per person.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's nice.
Yeah. For sure.
We really enjoy it. I wish we could have hit a main dining room, but on a 2-night cruise, there's only so much you could really do, mm-hmm. especially when there's 27 dining options on the ship.
Yeah, totally. How about the Windjammer? How was that for you?
It was good. I was kind of surprised. I was expecting ahead of time it to be really large, mm-hmm. considering, it's the ship holds 6,000 passengers, but it wasn't that crowded because there's so many places to eat that on the ship. I mean, for breakfast or lunch, you have 5 or 6 options each. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's great. Especially I like in the back in the Windjammer where you can sit. We had seats watching the zip line front row.
Yeah.
Well, everyone was zip lining over the boardwalk for lunch one day. It was really cool.
Did you get to do the zip line at all?
No, I didn't. Again, 2-night cruise, lines were long. We kind of had to pick and choose what we were going to do between like our work we had to get done. So yeah.
Would you have done it if it was open?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Fun. Speaking of entertainment, things to do aboard Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas, this ship has, is it 7 neighborhoods or 8 neighborhoods?
7 neighborhoods.
Yeah, so 7 neighborhoods and something to do in every single neighborhood. So as far as entertainment goes, I know it was an abbreviated cruise, so you couldn't experience everything, but what did you do?
We actually did a show each night. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and made reservations ahead of time online, which I totally recommend anyone to do. And that way, you can get your choice of seats, and you don't have to wait and make sure to see if there's any empty seats before that you can sit down. But we did the water show, mm-hmm. in the Aqua Theater, the Oceanaria, the first night, and that was super cool. Considering you're on a ship and all the dives and the flips they do in the water, it's just incredible.
Yeah, break that down for us. Like, how does it actually work? Are they filling a pool up? And like, what are they doing there? Is it stadium style or what?
It's stadium style and aft of the ship. So it's like kind of leads towards a little amphitheater seating anyway, the way they have it set up. And they have a pool. It's the deepest pool at sea. I'm not quite sure how deep it is, but I'm assuming it has to be at least 15 to 20 feet, mm-hmm. considering sometimes near the end of the show, there was a couple guys diving from probably 50 to 60 feet high.
Wow.
And then doing spins and flips and things. And they had fountains shooting up, light shows at the same time. It was really cool.
It makes you wonder, like, if there was a really bad gust of wind, how bad it might throw off those performers.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. And I'm thinking, here we are on a moving ship, and they're, jumping from that high, uh-huh. and nailing. And the pool isn't that large.
Yeah.
I mean, it's maybe, 10, 15, probably 15 feet, mm-hmm. wide. And so, I mean, it's just the fact that what they're doing on a ship at sea, it's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. What was the other show that you saw?
We went to Studio B. We went and saw Ice Games.
Okay.
Ice skating show. They had a Monopoly theme, but it was fun. It had a little bit of everything in it. And one thing I liked about the shows we saw, they were each about 35 to 40 minutes, mm-hmm. which for me is perfect because, my attention span isn't right. that long anyway. And so we did not go and see Mamma Mia. That was also on it. I think that's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you definitely couldn't last through that.
Because it's the full. And again, 2-night cruise, I don't want to spend 2.5 hours in a theater.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to see on the ship. We didn't want to, dedicate that much time of a day and a half to one show. But yeah, ice games, it was really cool.
What was Studio B like? You said it was an ice skating show. Is this stadium
style? It's an ice skating
rink.
Yeah. The ship has, it's incredible what the ship actually offers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's mind-blowing, really, when you go to other ships, and then all of a sudden you start walking around the Allure, and you see all these different things, and all of a sudden you walk, and there's a large ice skating rink with, you know, seats all around it where they have ice. You can go ice skating during the day, mm-hmm. or at night they have the shows. And they even use it for a comedy show that night, too.
Interesting. Cool. So you did hit one port on this two-night cruise, which was Nassau, Bahamas. You get to Nassau, kind of the same old, same old. What did you do?
Yeah, there was five ships in port.
Nice.
The day. So, I mean, it was a crowd. I think the passenger capacity was about 16, 17,000.
Oh, wow.
So it was a busy day. So I went and walked down to Junkanoo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only, what, probably about a 10-minute walk from the ships. And yeah. They have free Wi-Fi. Nice little beach and great view of the ships there, too.
Junkanoo Beach, that is the beach that is right there by Fat Tuesdays, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. There's free Wi-Fi there. And there's also, isn't there, if you keep on walking, there's like a fish fry down there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
it's
cool.
It's all down there.
And that was about a 10-minute walk, you said? And
yeah, so just head down Bay Street.
Yeah.
You'll see Dunkin' Donuts. Just keep on walking, and it's just past the Hilton.
And I was actually, a lot of people ask me if it's a safe walk, and I've done it a couple of times, and I've never felt threatened or anything, but it's just a basic wide-open street, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. I mean, sometimes the sidewalk does get a little narrow, especially when you're the curve right around by Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, I feel totally safe walking.
Nice. So you get back on the ship and you're heading back to Port Everglades. How was the ship? How was it at sea? Like, was there any areas of mass congestion or anything like that?
You know, I've always heard people say how the ship, it doesn't feel crowded. Mm-hmm. And I was like, come on.
Right.
You have 6,000 people, just passengers. And then you have, you know, several thousand crew members. There's no way. But you know what? They were right.
Yeah.
The only time it ever felt crowded was right after a show, which is understandable because you have everyone leaving. But besides that, I mean, there was no congestions at all.
A lot of people.
The ship is just so large. I think just everyone just so spread out. It works perfect.
A lot of people say that the elevators are very slow on the ship. Did you experience that?
We actually thought the elevators were fast.
Okay.
We had never had an issue getting an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
We were really shocked about that because we were like, wow, you know, every time you need an elevator, it's really quick. Now, on debarkation day, elevators then, it's a different story because everybody has luggage.
Yeah.
And that's just, it is what it is. But as far as our day in Nassau and even that evening when we were at sea, it was no problems at all.
I like how whenever you pre-check your bag the night before you go to sleep, they call that relaxed disembarkation. There's nothing relaxed about that at all.
Oh, no. Disembarkation, yeah. You don't want, it's just a bad day. We prefer not to use that word. We call it a cuss word in our house.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we did.
Yeah, it's nothing but relaxing. Let's talk about your first-time tips. Do you have any first-time tips for people sailing Allure of the Seas?
Yes, I would say one night, at least one night, I would do dining, have dinner in Central Park at Giovanni's Table or one. I think there's three or four restaurants there now. They just currently opened up a couple more, but it's kind of neat because you're sitting among trees and bushes, but you're on a ship and it's in your outside and they have indoor and outdoor seating. I would say at least once do that.
Yeah. It's that Central Park area is nice. I went to the Giovanni's Table, right? That's out there.
Yes, Giovanni's
Table.
Yeah,
I went there. That was really cool. I think Chops is there, right? Or 150 or
150 Central Park.
That's
is there
it. Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And Park Cafe is there also
there
for like snacks.
You know,
here and there. That's Central Park.
What amazes me with Central Park is the hundreds of different types of plants they have there, and they have like two horticulturists on staff to take care of them all. It's just amazing to me.
And they have the living wall too.
Oh, that's
throw
right.
It down, like right in the middle. Yeah, I mean, it's just super cool. It's just, there's nothing else like it at sea.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Well, in closing here, Ben, what are your final thoughts of Allure of the Seas?
My final thoughts are if anyone's, you know, thinking of even considering taking a cruise on it, just book it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I mean, no matter what age you are, there is something for you on the ship. So if you're thinking about booking a cruise on Allure, just do it and thank me later.
How was the disembarkation process when you're trying to get 6,000 people off a cruise ship?
It wasn't bad at all. Walked right off, waited maybe 20 minutes in customs line, and was curbside, probably from ship to curb in less than a half hour.
Nice. I know customs can sometimes get pretty scary and hairy with only a couple of customs agents working for thousands of people. How was it there?
I think they had quite a few there. Probably, mm-hmm. I think I didn't count, but if I can remember correctly, it was probably 7 or 8.
Gotcha.
All right. So it moved. The line moved. Now, I think I got off right before the big rush because the line was growing behind me quickly. But yeah. If you can get out in less than a half hour, it's not bad. I mean, I've had times where it took me an hour and a half to get through customs, after a cruise, and that's a great way to ruin, puts a damper on your cruise quickly.
Ruins your cruise buzz for sure.
Cruise buzz is instantly gone.
I love it. We've been talking with Ben Souza of cruisefever.net. If you want to catch Ben's video tour of Allure of the Seas, just check out the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Ben, my friend, good catching up with you. Glad you had a great sailing, and have a good evening.
You too, Doug. Look forward to cruising with you sometime soon.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at tripinsurance.com. Not only does tripinsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, tripinsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out tripinsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.